Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools Acting Superintendent Ernest Winston says he will not make any major administrative changes for the time being in the staff left behind by Clayton Wilcox, who resigned as superintendent last week. On Charlotte Talks today, Winston says he is excited to be at the helm of CMS and is focused on getting schools ready for the August 26 opening. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has more.
Prior to becoming the acting superintendent, Winston was CMS's chief of community engagement and ombudsman. He says his salary of almost $186,000 remained the same after he was appointed to lead the district when Wilcox resigned for unknown reasons. When asked if he wants to be the next superintendent permanently, Winston didn't give a definitive answer.
I care about this district with all of my heart. I've spent the past 15 years in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. I want to see it succeed. If that is me at the helm or if that is someone else, I want what's best for this school district. And so I will leave that decision up to the board.
Winston says he will stay on track with the plans already in place for the district in terms of student assignment, the curriculum, and equity. He says his focus now is making sure schools are ready to open in 5 weeks. He says all buses will have drivers and that currently 4 schools do not have permanent principals and there are 30 teacher vacancies. Last year around this time, there were 78 teacher vacancies and 44 bus driver openings. Wilcox hired several top administrators at six-figure salaries from Maryland, where he was the superintendent in Washington County before coming to Charlotte. That included his chief of staff, Laura Francisco. Wilcox was criticized for hiring Francisco's husband for $85,000 in a newly created and unadvertised position. Winston says for now, he's not planning any major shakeups in the district's administrative staff.
I will be looking under the hood. I will be assessing things, as I think any acting superintendent would want to do. I think it's not only important to have the right people on the bus, but it's important to have the right people in the right seats.
Winston describes his management style as non-traditional, collaborative, and says transparency is very important to him. CMS board members are still not releasing any information on why they suspended Wilcox with pay and accepted his resignation, which goes into effect August 2nd. Also on Charlotte Talks, board vice chair Elise Dashew reiterated that state law prevents them from divulging employees' personnel information. Wilcox was CMS's 5th superintendent in 10 years, and in January, Dashew says the entire board supported his pay increase and 2-year contract extension.
I was one of 9 board members that supported that 6 months ago, and we learned of some things since then that made us realize that, you know, we needed to suspend him. I certainly wish that we could talk about this because I believe in being as transparent as possible, and I don't personally like the heat that we're in.
Dashew and Winston say it is time to move forward and focus on the upcoming school year. But for some parents, teachers, and others in the community, that may be hard to do until they get answers about Wilcox's departure. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.